Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to another edition, Second Sierra Podcast. And I'm your host, Nicole Jaspern. Stay tuned after we share these clips and my experiences in the after room. Welcome back. My name is Holt. Sorry, guys. Hope you're all doing well and we survived the solar eclipse rupture yesterday. So I thought I'd try and talk it to say today. My experiences in the astral realm or astral traveling rather. So there is a difference between astral traveling and NDE. And NDE, near death experience, right? Where you are not aware that maybe you died. On the other hand, when you are astral traveling or astral projection, you are more aware that you are astral traveling, right? So, kind of like in dreams where sometimes you are more aware that you're dreaming. So, it depends on the dreamer, right? Let's say you had a dream. You know you had a dream, but you can't recall most of it because the way how to make it feel, like to make it feel scared or shaky. So some of my dreams are sometimes, I know I had a dream, but I just can't recall all of it, you know, and that drives me nuts. But anyway, and so, yeah, I have quite a few strange, actually, astral traveling experiences. And I included all of this basically in one of my books. I wrote 16 books. I'm also an independent author. And so I write mostly about my experiences within a supernatural and paranormal. And so, and even UFO. And that's, I'm going to write more in my next book, Person of Psychic Seer, mainly about my UFO abduction, possibly when I was 15. That's all I'm going to say for now. So yeah, Person of Psychic Seer. I'm still working on it. However, my 16th book is out, Beyond the Stars, Through UFO Encounters. And I also touch not only on my UFO encounters and sightings of the crafts, but also I touch a little bit about different subjects within that arena and even touch a little bit about crop circles, if you're interested in that, and my theories. And I think I've added this theory, a new theory of mine about crop circles and the Stonehenge. Right, y'all heard of the Stonehenge? My theory is, what if the Stonehenge was built upon an old crop circle? Who for thought? Why do you think about that with the water? So I was trying to pinpoint where to start within this Topic Tuesday, about my many experiences, not this one, like a UFO. I've had many UFO experiences, not one encounter. I've had many UFO experiences with these things being that's all I'm gonna say. I don't want to give it all up. It's not even out yet. You guys will have to read my books to understand where I've come up to this far at this point in my spirit journey, right? So, I know most of you are either psychic or at least aware of your intuition abilities if you're watching this. So you will know where I'm coming from, hopefully. And I had my first past life and UFO regression done this past year or so. And so that will also be included in my next book, Person of Sight, this year. And so I'm not only come to my voice. I'm going to work my throat chakra this way. So maybe I should do that work on my throat chakras before I start responding. I don't know. What do you guys think? Yeah, comment below. Can I do my throat chakras meditation before? We'll see. I'll see if it makes any difference. Maybe tomorrow. I have an awesome guest coming up tomorrow. He's a new guest, Tom Kagan. He was my co-host recently with the as we interviewed Tom Conwell. I have both times. So you haven't seen that one. It's already up on replay and everything. And we had quite an interesting chat about his UFO encounters and stuff. So the astral realm to me is basically about the same thing as the spirit realm, because when you have a spirit body or a soul body or soul traveling, that's why I also called my other book Soul Traveler. That's why I come up with that name, Soul Traveler. Because I'm traveling in my soul or spirit body, right? When we leave that silver cord from my body, the silver cord is another thing. It attaches us to our body as we are traveling in our sleep, right? We have that silver cord to draw us back, right? Have you ever had a sensation where you are, when you come back to your body, if you have an NDE, you might understand where I'm trying to get. If you had an NDE and you felt yourself come back, where did you feel yourself come back? I should have asked that question earlier. But for me, I know it's different for everybody, but for me, it's so weird because I don't usually like to sleep on my back. It's weird. I don't know why I just like sleeping on my back. I think because I feel myself coming back and through my back. So I would either sleep on my side or stomach or whatever, but not my back. It's weird. But it's weird whenever I come back to my body from after traveling or possession. It's basically same meaning but different terms. And sorry if I'm going too fast. I'm kind of excited about this topic. And I think I talked about this a little bit in the past, but I want to bring more out of my experiences. I'm sure most of you know what astral traveling is and everything, so I don't want to bore you to death with that. And anyway, astral traveling is like we're traveling in the spirit realm, like in REM sleep, is rapid eye movement. It's like we are dreaming, right? And when you become aware of our dreams, it depends on the dreamer, right? It's the same thing, and you are aware, right? I'm gonna get through this. Did they kill me? So anyway, I'll share one of my earliest experiences with astral traveling. I was seeking out like different mentors. I worked with a couple pretty cool mentors, if you will, way before I got into the paranormal. Right, so. Sorry, I have allergies and everything like that against me, so bear with me. But, lo and behold, I found some really great mentors to work with. I would suggest trying to find mentors. Like, if you want to learn more about astral traveling or indie or paranormal or anything like that, and remote viewing, I would suggest to find someone that you trust within a family or trust as a friend. So that way we can practice on each other. That's how I started in developing my psychic abilities. I already possibly was born with, as what Sylvia Brown would always say, you're either born with it or you're not. And you can develop your gifts later on in life. That's what I'm doing. So anyway, yeah, that was a great mentor. You know who you are. And after working with them for a while, I was able to do things on my own and even better. So it takes practice. I always say we're like fine-tuned instruments. I'm also a musician, apart from psychic seer. I can play the piano, right? And other instruments, guitar, and I tried the violin. My mom said, great. But see, if I should have been more disciplined with myself, with the violin, I probably should have been better as a violinist, right? But piano is more my thing, so I'm better at piano. But you'll get the picture. Because when you practice every day, what will happen? You will know. Your fingers, your hands, they don't cooperate when you're playing the piano, right? So the same thing as with our developing our spiritual gifts. We have to practice every single day, right? I mean, we're not always 100% right in seconds. And then we got some hits and misses. I don't say, oh, I know this for sure, this for sure. But you guys get the picture. So, okay, I'm just going my way up to my first experience. That way, you guys get to know me a little better. I am quite shy, but once you know me, you know. No stopping me. So anyway, one of my first astral traveling experiences was quite amazing. I mean, you'll be like, know, I hope. But in, yeah, one of my first astral traveling experiences where we were practicing flying. Yeah, you can fly in the astral realm, right? We're spirits, we're light energy, we're light beings. Right, energy never dies. Now, I think I take that into great comfort. I don't know about you guys, but yeah, I look forward to that. So anyway, as our mentor was helping us with our wings, we could take off and fly. I don't know, it's hard to describe the feeling of sensation of flying. It's better than the airplane, and it's a lot faster than the airplane. We could take a tremendous speed of light if we wanted. You know what I mean? It takes practice, and years of practice into development. So, let's say you can't run in this life, you can run in the spirit realm. The same thing. Only we can fly. We can't fly here physically, but we can fly the airplane or helicopter. But we don't need those things in the spirit realm. So I don't know, it's hard to explain. You would have to be there. So after doing those things, flying and everything, and it became natural for me to be able to fly in the spirit realm or the astral realm. Because you know, I didn't know we can fly yet when we have wings. Right, I know like angels have wings, fairies have wings. I don't know our light beings have wings, especially if we're the etheric level. I'm running out of water. I may have to cut this short anyway, but learning how to fly in the astral realm was awesome feeling. You should try it. Hook me up. I'll help you. I mean, it don't take long to train to fly. The difference is my grandmother used to teach me how to astral travel. She would even take me by the hand and say, try not to worry about anything and just let everything go and fall asleep. It's almost like you're falling asleep, but you're not asleep. You have to wait to have sleep. So you still have that civil cord connected to our body. We have that to pull us back if we do get threatened. So one time it's almost like remote viewing, right? You feel like you're there. I think it's basically about the same thing, remote viewing and astral traveling, at least in my case, especially if someone were to give me that full address or location. I don't know why it works better with remote viewing, works better for me with a full address. And usually we're not even allowed to have that much to work on when you're remote viewing. I think the general rule is you just have to be able to sense with your mind and try to pinpoint the location or the object or even missing person who impacts, which I love working on. I'm down in the past. So it's quite a experience with all that. Okay, and last but not least, I'm gonna share the best for last. Sometimes when you're also traveling or projection, it feels like you've died and then come back. Tough feeling, because sometimes I actually travel too far. Like the movie Insidious, where he travels too far and almost didn't come back. Kind of like that scenario sometimes for me. But I always have my archangels and angels and guides that I can call upon to help guide me back when necessary. Sorry for the water break. I gotta build up this muscle right here. I don't know. Yeah, hear me suggesting how I can build up my voice. Let me know. I also have speech and hearing impediments. So, yeah, it has probably has something to do with it as well, unfortunately. But like I say, I'm saving the best for last. This is quite interesting for my last experience when I was asked for traveling or protection. This is where you are aware that you're traveling in the spirit or astral realm. As soon as I got to the other side of the veil, or beyond the veil, I saw some of my past relatives, especially when it's interesting, especially my great-grandmother. And we were close in life, at least I know we were close. So after she passed, I kept praying that maybe one day she'll give me a sign that she's okay and she'll let me see her or something, right? Because I've actually seen and experienced my great-grandfather's spirit. Maybe I'll share that first and I'll share the other one last. So when I was visiting my great-grandparents, every time, this is on my dad's side, okay? Every time I would visit them on my dad's side of family, I would have some strange paranormal supernatural experience every single time. Believe it or not, it just floors me with every single time. Now that they all passed, I only have one grandmother left, but she's the one that actually guided me to my first astral traveling experience. She hit her 80s now. Yeah, it's like when I was visiting their home, their former home, they had excelled and everything else. Kind of sad. So sad. And that's where I grew up then, right? But basically, it's close by the Long Beach area. So they used to work in the, not Oceanside, but in the, where's the Queen Mary? Queen Mary! Queen Mary's been docked there at Long Beach, where they probably met and they got married, and also they worked in the engine room. I swear, if I ever get remarried, I'll say Queen Mary per se. They have some pretty cool backdrops, I tell you. And so anyway, there was a wedding going on when we when we were touring that it's also called a ghost ship. And you know what? It's also bigger than the Titanic. There's a tip for you, if I remember that right. And it's also called the Grey Ghost. Sorry, I'm recorrecting myself. Called the Grey Ghost ship. So anyway, when I was visiting them, my great-grandparents' house, they used to have a whole lot of dolls and stuff surrounded by the bed. And I never did like dolls. Even when I was younger, I never liked dolls. Especially if they're bigger than me. They had a couple that were kind of bigger than me. You know, turn around at the mall. But you understand my fear in a moment. So I finally managed to fall asleep in that guest room. And it always happens in a guest room. I tell you, this person is, you know, pours me away. But in this guest room, I managed to finally fall asleep in spite of the creepy doll that around me. And I think the door was open just slightly. So now I like to keep the doors closed. But anyway, what happened was, to make a long story short. So soon after I fell asleep, once you know it, I felt like someone suddenly sat right at the edge. Not the side, but at the edge of the bed. You know? Someone's like sat down heavy on a bed. And there was quite an indent on there as well. I would look for those two indentions. The spirit sat down heavily like that. So there's gotta be something there. So as you know, when I was younger, I didn't know what the heck was going on with these gifts, but I know my gifts is probably going haywire back then. But I'm like, what the heck was that? You know, what the heck? But it's like, I kicked up the covers and I pulled them over my head. So, and then this morning, my face was still white. It's like, my grandma was like, you spirit something that, yeah. Well, yeah, we laugh at it now, but it wasn't funny back then, I swear. It's not funny. When you have those experiences, you know, it's like, it changes you, like, for the rest of your life. It still haunts me to this day. You know, after all these years, we finally think it could have been my great-grandfather visiting me because he passed on before my great grandmother did. All right, I'm gonna take you on a break here. So going on to my great grandmother's encounter. So after traveling, I think I was sitting up this time, and so all of a sudden, it felt like I was on the other side of the veil, beyond the veil, you know, where the spirits and ghosts and the spirit world. I was over there in that realm. I mean, I'm like, how did I get that far, you know? And we're in a body, we're still in a body with that silver cord connected. And so I ran into my great-grandmother, who I was really close to. In life. So I might get a little emotional. Sorry, guys. You know, and I kept asking and praying like before. You know, all you have to do, guys, is to ask. If you want to see them, if you want a sign from them, they said all you have to do is ask. So, same thing with UFO setting. So I'm asking, you know, and well, you know, I saw another one a while ago. Not today, but a few days ago before the solar eclipse. Right, so this one, when I was beyond the veil, I was like, suddenly I was aware that with my past relatives, and I noticed my great grandmother right in front of me. She looked so vibrant. It's so bright that it nearly hurt my eyes, but it didn't hurt my eyes. That's his figure of speech. You know, it's weird to have that kind of light that shines so bright like the sun, but it doesn't hurt my eyes, my spirit eyes. Something to think about. So anyway, she had I even remember what she was wearing. She had a silvery white gown, all the way lined up to her arms, and she was all glowy. She appeared happy that I was there, happy to see me. And then all of a sudden, we just embraced. We embraced for the longest time. She felt real. It's like, it was so real. So after that, embrace. After we embraced, I told her, did I die? Am I dead? Something like that. And she's like, no, it's not your time. So I'm like, okay. So then all of a sudden, I was back to my body in no time. Isn't that wild? I mean, seriously, he's like, I kind of glad that we have these experiences while we're here on Earth. Because that way, it'll help us or at least for me, it'll help us get over that fear of dying, right? So, yeah. What are your thoughts on this episode for Topic Tuesday? I hope you all enjoy my astral traveling experiences. And I'll try to do another one like this next week or so. Alright, did my voice a bit. But right. Excuse me. And tomorrow night we'll have another guest coming up with Tom K.U. So thank you guys for your support and everything. And this will be a replay. And you can always find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. I'm everywhere. And my email is already up. So NicoleJasper8@gmail.com. And if you ever want to be a guest for the show, close me up. All right. And I have June pretty much booked. So if we want June, maybe I have June. Yeah, let's see. Do I have June? I hope they get more spots filled in June. May is busy booked already because of that vacation. We don't have vacation. Starts May 16th. Yeah, June is pretty much open. I might just do Topic Tuesday if I don't get any guests. So let me know, guys, if you know someone that would be interested. Put me up. All right, guys. Until next week. So. Thank you.